RNZ National. It's Tuesday. It's Tech Tuesday. And time to welcome Daniel Watson from Vertec IT Services. Hey there, Daniel.
G'day, Jesse.
I've realised I have my best ideas in the shower. I think that's, my wife thinks it's because it's the one place there's not any noise around. I think it's just the one place where I don't actually have anything occupying my attention in front of me. For you, you have your best ideas jogging.
Yeah, that's right. It's I think it's a combination of getting out there, exercising, fresh air, working your body hard enough that anything that's like cramping your mind, like the worries as anxieties, have no room to breathe. And then when you ease into it, that's when your kind of mind can wander a little, and that's when some interesting ideas pop up.
And so during a recent jog, you were thinking about educational sites as a topic for Tech Tuesday today. And what's on your mind here?
Okay, the internet is not just about cat videos and listening to great podcasts from radio stations that we love. It can be an enormous tool for upskilling yourself, right? And I was thinking about the ones that I've used over time, and I thought it'd be worth sharing them.
Yeah, are you talking for adults or children here?
Both. It's kind of like when it comes to learning, you don't just stop when you leave school, or you shouldn't do. It's one of the greatest joys in life, right, is figuring out new things. The world is an immense and deep and enormous well of information. It's great to find out a little bit more about how the world works. But if I was talking about kids, because everybody has different ways of learning, one place that I've come across is called the Khan Academy.
Yeah, we discovered this in lockdown.
K-H-A-N-A. Yeah, so Khan Academy, it has from, I think it's like primary school, right? Level instructional videos, right? And it's very straightforward, and it takes you through it step by step. And if you don't get it, you can always flip back and run it again. And it does it topic by topic and year by year, through from like, you know, primary through to about year one to university type topics across all the maths, all the sciences. It is a bit American based, so you can ignore their American history stuff, but there is some really good things in there about economy and economics and accounting and stuff like that as well. From a business side of things for adults, two sites really come to mind. There's one called Udemy, U-D-E-M-Y. They've currently got a special on at the moment, which I think is $13, which is about 22 NZ. I use them within our team here because we're an IT company, and there's loads of qualifications you can go for. And often the vendor's material is a bit dry, but here you can find an instructor that works for you, and you can buy one of his courses or you can buy a slew of them. The great thing about it is I recently passed a certification where I just had my phone playing in the car like it was a podcast, and I played at 1.5 times speed because I already had a bit of prior learning. I was just trying to find the bits that I didn't know, and that covered across all the topics on it and got it done. And I bought a subscription for the whole business, so the whole team has unlimited access to all of the material on there, which is very good.
Yeah. Interestingly, you know, my daughter's got interested in coding, and I see that I'm just on the Udemy website now. They do a bunch of courses on learning a particular type of coding, Python. I can imagine paying $14 and leaving her to it.
Yeah, that's right. And you've got it forever. So, you know, it's kind of like, I don't want to bash on universities. I know I spent a lot of time there and I didn't come out with any qualifications. But I did meet my wife, so, you know, comme ci, comme ça.
You did better than I did. Right.
There's probably an argument for, like, if you know kind of what you're interested in and you've got some certain amount of discipline, you can just pay, like, equivalent of a few hundred dollars to get access to a stack load of courses which be very specific for the kind of skills that you want to acquire. And you can do that online because a lot of the software out there that you might need for certain IT-related stuff is, like, there's a free tier. Mm-hmm. So you don't need access to a lot of equipment. So, you know, a cheap laptop and you're good to go. LinkedIn has a whole bunch of learning options in there, LinkedIn Learning. And in the business space, if you haven't got your CV converted onto LinkedIn, you're kind of missing out, right? Because you know, there's I don't even use business cards anymore. I just use LinkedIn to connect with people, and that's like then I don't have to lose the business card and wonder where it's gone. If I meet somebody that I'm really interested in talking to in the future. One of the other ones that is very good is Skillshare. Okay, and Skillshare is more practical, hands-on classes for creatives, and they'll take you through it step by step. Whereas Udemy is more technically orientated. Khan Academy is more academic. Skillshare is very much showing you how to do things.
Right.
And I think that's really cool.
Video, yeah, I see this, they've got fundamentals of DSLR photography, for example, or a beginner's guide to painting the natural world and watercolors. So it's a bit like YouTube, but maybe a bit more formalized, right?
Exactly, yeah. And of course, there is YouTube, which you can get instructionals for anything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I'm taking apart a motor or something like that, I'm going to go to YouTube and try and put the product idea of that in there and see if what pops up. And there's people who just, you know, take things apart, put them back together and put them on YouTube. It's like useful for that. But flipping over to the other side of online learning, right? So there's a lot of people out there who are interested in using the internet to try and find ways of making money.
Yeah.
Okay. And sooner or later, they will have ads pop up into their social media feeds. Because when you go searching for this kind of stuff, you leave a trail and people use that trail to advertise back to you. People who say they're gurus in making money, whether it's in real estate or Bitcoin or NFTs or sales and marketing gurus, there are legitimate ones. And then there are what are called the contrapreneurs, right? And one way of identifying them is that, well, there's actually several signs, right? There's the relatable. It usually comes in a pattern, a relatable backstory, a personal success story. They're promising extraordinary results. And there's a heavily discounted product, right? Right. Normally it's $25,999, but just for this short time only, we're going to offer it for $2,597 a month for 6 months, right? But it's only available in the next week. So those fake, you know, availability and time limits, right? But generally, a lot of the stuff is like, it may appear like it's a live webinar that you've registered for on how to be a success in property development, right? But it's a pre-recorded webinar that just goes out there and it's re-rolled and done repeatedly. And the only people who are really making money on it are the people who are offering these courses. And the reason why I think it's a big con is because generally, if people have been a success in that kind of thing, then in order for them to make more money, they just keep doing what that is, right? They'll keep doing the property development until they get to the size where they feel like actually they can hand something back to the community. And then they, you know, generally offer free talks on podcasts and things like that. And they tell you how to do these things. You know, a lot of people who are successful in business are very open to sharing their knowledge.
Yeah, funny. Eh?
So if somebody's offering you the secrets to stock market trading for, you know, for this one small time fee per month, you know, that they're not making any money off the stock market. They're making money off you paying them money, right?
If you're so good at it, mate, what are you doing here on the internet?
That's right. You know, because all that information, you could go onto YouTube, you can go onto Skillshare or whatever, and you can find out that information and how to do it. There is no quick formula to success. Every billionaire on the planet has exactly the same 24 hours per day that we're all allocated. It's just that some of them, are very focused
Okay, so the message is use a reputable site. If an offer is too good to be true, it probably is, and just show caution when someone is offering you the secrets to success. Do a bit of investigation and don't just part with your money easily.
Yeah, that's right. There is also a chap on the internet who deliberately signed up to all of these entrepreneurs and fake gurus courses just so he could critique them. If you Google Mike Winnett, he's a funny bloke out of Warmington in the UK. He's very interesting.
And by the way, I mean, if we're going to these sites that you've recommended, Udemy and Skillshare, is that pretty much a good way of avoiding these entrepreneurs, or do they pop up even on those sites?
No, unless you're the only time that those entrepreneurs might turn up is when you're going to like a free course, and there might be ads played on the side or
Got
something
it.
like that. That's kind of how these things get associated, because a lot of those ad feeds are syndicated. The website itself may not have an option to choose what ads pop up, but generally, if you're starting to Google the stuff, then the algorithms start feeding in these things, and these guys are paying good money to get your eyeballs on their ads.
Right, yeah. And that's good advice even for news sites, right, to learn the difference between a news article and an ad that looks like a news article. We've heard, you know, in the past on the show from people who say, oh, look, I saw this article on the Herald about some celebrity investment and I went along with it. And yeah, that wasn't an article. It was someone who's done a very good job of looking like an article.
Yeah, and the best sites will have something that indicates that this is a paid advertisement somewhere on there, but it is a hard line. I remember one of the teachers that I had at one point pointing out, like, what is the quality of, you know, what is advertising and what is actually news? And that was, you know, that's going back 40 years ago, right? I mean, I wonder if the schools are actually doing that now to help, you know, our kids in Rangatahi actually make the distinction and decide for themselves.
Great advice. Beware the entrepreneur, but really appreciate those links and suggestions as well. So they were Khan Academy, Udemy, that's Udemy, Skillshare, and if you want a bit of entertainment about taking on the entrepreneurs at their own game, Mike Winnett, Winnett, was the guy that Daniel suggested. Thanks, Daniel. Great to chat to you.
No worries. Catch you later. Bye, Jesse.